Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmutov, and today I'll show a test that confirms that the user can click on this like button on pages on this little client's rendered app. And when you click on the like button at the home page, you see the message printed, "I like this." If you go to the about page and you click on this button, then it renders "I like this about page." Doesn't render. Prints it in the console log. Now, I covered this topic in my blog post called "When It Reloads." This blog post also links the source code for everything I'm about to show you right here. So checking just the console log message is pretty easy. We'll visit the page. We confirm that the home card is visible. We create a spy on console log method. We give it an alias so we can check it later. We find the button and we click on it and we confirm that the console log method was called with a message, "I like this." Let me move it to the right side of the screen, and I'll move Cypress to the left side of the screen, and the test is passing. Everything is good. Now imagine I'm trying to go to the about page and I try to confirm that "I like" button works. So let's just keep change the existing test. Likes the about page. We confirm that the home button is there. We can, for example, find the link to about. Okay, so that's fine. And we'll click on it and "I like about." All right, well, one thing that you might notice is that the message is still coming from the home page because we click on the button and maybe we clicked on the old button, right? So right here, notice we still clicked on the button while the home component was shown, not the about component. So the first thing you have to watch out for is that the transition from page to page takes time on the internet, right? It's not instantaneous. Right here, we clicked on the about link and then we immediately clicked on the button. So command, command. And if you know me, if you follow my writings or videos, you know that I like to alternate between commands and assertions to make sure that the action that happened in response to this command actually finished. And very commonly people would say, well, if I click on about, then it should just change the URL. And by the way, I really like the full assertion equal instead of EQ. Okay, so we're clicking on the link to go to the about page. We check that the URL changes and then we click on the like button. And here where the problem can creep up. So let's run this test. And notice what happens right here, okay? So it still prints the wrong message, okay? Notice right here. So I'm rerunning this several times, okay? Now, what has happened? Well, we clicked on the about page. We confirmed that the URL changes, and by the way, we can see it right here. So when the assertion runs, notice the URL. So I'm gonna expand it so you can see the full URL. We clicked from the home component, the about link, where URL changes right here. Does the Cypress not show where URL? Let's see right away. Okay. So right here, we're in the home component. We clicked on the about link, where URL changes right here. Notice right there, it changes. But look at what the page renders. It is still the home component. And this is what happens in client-rendered apps. The URL might change separately from the page, right? You change the URL almost instantly in response to the click, but the components in response to the route change might start fetching some data and then render the new component, and the old component is still visible. And in this case, it finds the like button on the old component. I made specifically this app a little bit slower so that you still see the home component for a second after the URL already has changed. In the more realistic application, you might Notice this effect, only it's flaky. It might be off by a couple milliseconds in different test runs. But the problem is still the same. We are clicking on the old button that is from the home component because we haven't checked if the about component has rendered. We just checked the URL. So we really want to confirm that this is the component shown before we find the like button and click on it. So what we can do right here, we're not just checking the URL, we can say confirm that the about card is shown and then click on the button. Okay, so notice in this case, this is much better. Okay, I like the about page, I like this about page. Okay, this is the right assertion. All right, so remember your end-to-end tests want to alternate between commands and assertions to confirm that the application has finished executing whatever it's doing in response to the command before you execute the next end-to-end test command. And in modern web application, checking just the URL is not enough to confirm that the actual page changes because these two events, changing the URL and re-rendering the page, are two separate things. So the route changes before the route gets rendered. And so you want to confirm that the DOM changes. And one other thing, you want to confirm that the DOM changes in response to the click, even if what the user sees on the page doesn't change. Oftentimes, a route can change and render the same information on the page, but when you try to click, you know, the button might not be there, the one that you grabbed from before. So confirm that the new DOM elements actually finished rendering before proceeding with next commands. And in the blog post, I show how to do that. All right, well, have a great day, and I hope your tests become flake-free.